Chapter 67, Kipiru. The fight had begun in the pre-dawn darkness. A few hours ago, Kipiru realized that his pursuer's sled was showing no sign of failing. The engine screamed, but it would not die. Kipiru notched his own upward, well beyond the red line, but it was too late. A short time later, he heard the whine of a torpedo homing in on him from behind. He zigged leftward and down, blowing ballast to leave a cloud of noisy bubbles in his wake. The torpedo streaked past him and into the gloom beyond. An amplified squawk of disappointment and indignation echoed amongst the rills and seamounts. Kipiru was used to hearing primal obscenities from his pursuer. He had almost reached the line of metal mounds behind which the two swimming dolphins had disappeared a few hours back. As he had drawn nearer, Kipiru had listened to the distant hunt cries and been chilled by a gnawing association that he couldn't bring himself yet to believe. It made him dread for Aki. Now Kipiru had his own problems. He wished Aki luck, holding out until he could get rid of this idiot on his own tail. It was growing light overhead. Kipiru dove his sled behind a lumpy ridge, then throttled the engine back and waited. Moki cursed as the tiny torpedo failed to detonate. Teeth, teeth, are, better, better than things. He swung his jaw left and right. He had abandoned the sled's sensors and was controlling the machine purely by habit. Where was the smart aleck? Let him come out and get it over with. Moki was tired and cranky and unutterably bored. He had never imagined that being a great bull would be so tedious. Moki wanted the hot, almost orgasmic rage back. He tried to call up the bloodlust again, but kept thinking about killing fish, not dolphins. If only he could emulate the savagery he had heard in Katha John's hunt cry. Moki no longer hated the frightening bosun. He had begun to think of the giant as a spirit creature of pure and evil nature. He would kill this smart aleck Tersiops and bring its head to Katha John as proof of his worthiness as a disciple. Then he too would become elemental, a terror that none would ever dare thwart. Moki brought the machine about in a circle, keeping close to the seafloor to take advantage of shadows of sound. The Tersiops had turned left at high speed. His turn had to be wider than Moki's, so all Moki had to do was hunt in the correct arc. Moki had been on guard duty when this chase began, so his sled had torpedoes. He was sure the smartass didn't have any. He whistled in eager anticipation of an end to the tedious chase. A sound. He turned so quickly he banged his snout against the plastic bubble dome. Moki gunned the sled forward, readying another torpedo. This one would finish his enemy off. A sheer drop opened into a broad ocean canyon. Moki took ballast and fell, hugging the wall. He throttled back and stopped. Minutes passed. As the sound of muffled engines grew louder from his left, the oncoming sled was staying close to the cliff face at a greater depth. Suddenly, it was below him. Moki chose not to fire right away. This was too easy. Let the smart aleck hear death suddenly fall upon him from behind, too close to evade. Let him writhe in panic before Moki's torpedo tore his body into pieces. His sled growled, then dropped in pursuit. His victim could never turn in time. Moki crowed, "A herd bull is a great bull." Moki interrupted his chant. Why wasn't the smart aleck fleeing? He had been relying entirely upon sound. Only now did he turn his eye on his intended victim. The other sled was empty. It drove along slowly, unpiloted. But then where? Hunting ears can make a bull, but eyes and brains make space fen. The voice was above him. Moki cried out, trying to turn the sled and fire a torpedo at the same time. With a despairing wail, the engine screamed and then died. His neural link went dead just as he came about into sight of a sleek gray Terciops dolphin 2 meters above him, white teeth shining in the light from the surface. And fools make only corpses. Moki screamed as the cutting torch on the pilot's harness exploded into laser blue brilliance.